Chief, man, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Holy zombie Jesus!
Oh, revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
My calculations are correct.
Television is the explanation for this. You see this in bad television.
Swallow your soul! Swallow your soul!
This is cool.
That sounds like something out of science fiction.
You live in a spaceship, dear.
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. And it must pop, pop, pop! From 5 to 7, it must be green. Okay? Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Okay, we're live, yay. It's been a fun week. We got Rendell back this week. How was your vacation, by the way, good sir?
Beg your pardon?
How was your vacation?
It was okay. It was nice and hot, which is how most of the nation was at the time. And then Saturday, it started graying up. Wasn't too bad, though. It just was cool. Sunday was a nice trip down, and now it's actually kind of coming and going, but it's, what is it out here? I've got a little weather bug thing up here, it should tell me. 84 degrees right now.
That's not
too bad. It's actually very cool here.
That's not too bad at all. For those just joining us, you're listening to Finite Exposure. We were having our little chat, because last week we had Rendell out on vacation. You guys got left with me. I thought it was an entertaining show, but I'm biased. We have got a host of things today. One of our hot button topics, and we'll get into that one later, is the premiere of the Raid documentary. That happened over the weekend. The gamer community.
On Saturday. Yep.
Yep, on Saturday. Happened on GameBreaker.tv. There's, you know, the gaming community is kind of torn a bit. And we'll get into that later. I know I took a couple of jabs this morning. I'm still taking a couple of jabs at it. All that, hubbub and hullabaloo and whatnot, and the U.S. Still lost its AAA rating. Tisk, tisk. Also further news of the stock market plummet this morning. Sharks in a forest, and many other things. It should be an interesting show.
Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, I can hang on. Are you having technical trouble?
Well, I'm hearing you through my headset. But I'm hearing me through it, too, so I'm not sure what's going on here. I shouldn't be. Are you hearing me through the stream, or are you hearing yourself through the stream?
Well, let me check the stream. Give me 1 second. You might be hearing me through my headset, through your, yeah. There might be a little bit of looping around from my headset to your, to my mic, to, anyways, okay.
I'm just wondering if your audio is coming through the stream, it may not have saved to line in. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, I can hear you through the stream, so it's all good. I can hear over the headset.
Can you hear yourself talking on the stream in the chat room?
Yes, I can hear myself in the chat room.
Okay, then I don't know what the hell's going on, so I'm going to unplug this.
Yeah, you're just having a little technical issue. Oh, hello.
There we go.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I just unplugged my headset, so I wasn't hearing it so much. That was getting really aggravating.
And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Okay. Well, first off, okay, because I was just talking about this a little bit. A lantern shark, or not a lantern shark. My bad. A blue shark. Was found in, I do believe it was the New Hampshire forest, about 60 miles away from the coast. And it was just the strangest damn thing when I first read about it. I'm like, a shark in the forest. Have they started learning how to fly? What the hell is going on? And,
either fly or burrow, one of the two.
It was something. And so far, the investigators to it aren't too sure what happened. And I have my own theory behind it. You've got option A, the sharks are starting to learn to fly. Or option B, because, you know, it's about 60 miles away from the ocean, and it's almost roughly where they found the shark is about a direct shot from the Kennedy compound over in New Hampshire. And what I'm thinking is somebody pulled up that shark, started make away with it, and either like a trooper or security guard or something started tailing them. They pull off, they dump the shark. Voila, shark in the forest. It's just an interesting thing, and people are kind of stumped by it, but there's two logical answers. Well, semi-logical answers. One, the shark learned to fly, or two, somebody caught a shark and dumped it in the forest because they were about to get popped.
Yeah, one of the two is possible.
Yeah. I mean, it's two very good answers. Occam's razor demands, though, that somebody caught the shark and dumped it. And the blue sharks are actually pretty common in the ocean areas. They don't come on near the coast too often. But it's probably it did. Somebody caught it. Yeah. I kind of feel bad for the shark. Kind of feel bad because, you know, it's just a poor victim just left to die in the forest. Like a few people's acting careers. Anyways, so I figured I'd get that little bit of weird news out of the way, just because it was like a shark in the forest. Keeping in with the shark theme, because bollock stuff. I completely forgot to mention Shark Week was on. Bad me. Because I might as well compensate somehow in my own special sharky way. So there's that. And then scientists have discovered sharks that can become invisible.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, actually, it is. It's what it is there's sharks that are, you know, deep in the ocean that are bioluminescent, and what happened is what they've discovered is that they can actually go completely invisible by essentially shutting off their bioluminescence. But they are completely undetectable to sonar, radar, whole nine yards. They are, and you can look right through them for the most part. So it's actually rather kind of interesting. So invisible sharks. You can see where that's going to go real fast. Somebody out there is going to go, invisible sharks. Well, let's strap a couple of laser beams to them. Grow them 40 times their natural size, and then cut them loose in Africa. Oh, we'll make them fly too. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know. Science. Sometimes it scares me. Speaking of science, and I ran across this article, and this is actually an interesting little article. Astronomers, my favorite people, because of the Pluto thing, have discovered that there might be three more dwarf planets out in the Kuiper asteroid belt, or Kuiper belt, just outside our solar system. So there's that. Oh, it's I love how in the last 20 years they've discovered how many planets and, you know, extra planets are out in the system. It's like, okay.
Oh, I have a feeling they know it was there. They just didn't want to talk about it. They just waited until there was some reason for them to break their silence and they come rolling this shit out. It's like they're talking about, oh yeah, there might be life on Mars yet again. It's like, don't you guys do this like every 4 months?
Actually, the talking about life on Mars, you've allowed me to segue actually a bit. Yeah, I saw some of that stuff about talking about life on Mars. I laughed. But I found it interesting is they've actually found flowing water, like proper water on Mars.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've had ice up there for ages, so it's not surprising that there would be water.
Yeah. Well, and what it is, it's underground pockets of water that'll burst to the surface and actually cause mudslides, avalanches, stuff like that. And it's like, you guys have known there's water up there. You guys have known this. So why didn't you think previously, not even, you know, they didn't even postulate. They even tried to guesstimate that there might be underground rivers and streams. They just, oh, it's only frozen water. That's all that's up there is frozen water. Whoops. There's water flowing all over the planet, so it just takes some wise guy with a drilling platform. Hey, there might be a lake.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, it's like we can blame the big scientists all we want. With as many people who have looked at Mars, wouldn't somebody have found that by now?
Probably.
I mean, come on.
But they were probably too drunk or they were doing shrooms and thought it was a hallucination.
Who knows?
It's science. I mean, come on. When they start adapting their, you know, goals for doing things, like, in the name of science, or for science, from games where science is portrayed in not a great light, I think it should say something.
Maybe.
But that's just me. My cynicism is strong. Actually, we were talking about that before the show, how I'm such a cynical, you know, bastard who will shit on everybody's parade if I get half the chance. I can't help it. I restrain myself a lot. I do. I restrain myself. It's just, there's some things that, I can't help but go after like a dog with a bone. That sounded like a horrible segue to a porno. No porn music, Rendell. No porn music.
You're cutting in and out for me.
I'm cutting in and out?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Am I better now?
Yep.
My damn mic keeps moving. It's all wobbly.
Well, you gotta replace it.
I know I gotta replace it, or at least get some duct tape.
I think you've duct taped it as much as you can.
No, I only duct taped it once. I haven't done the mandatory four times.
Yeah, well, with some, once is all you get.
Shh, that's not true. You can get eight times out of some things.
Uh-huh.
It's true. You can get eight duct tapings out of some things.
And each one is progressively less.
Sometimes.
That's the problem.
There we go. I think I've about as optimized it as I can without killing myself. Which says a lot. Well, since we were talking about it a little bit, I kind of want to hear your thoughts on the whole U.S. losing its AAA status.
Well, I found that kind of amusing, actually. Because they were going around and around, and everybody was bitching that everybody else was the whole reason why nothing was getting done. And then they, quote-unquote, condescended to come to an agreement. And whether it took too long or the agreement was crap, take your pick, it still didn't make any difference.
And the world still said, no.
Yeah, basically, it's like, you guys aren't even pretending anymore. So, I think they just showed their true colors a little too much.
Yeah.
Now the world's finally said, you know what, now you're just being an ass, so you're not getting a free ride anymore. And basically, it's like, well, Now the only people they can blame are themselves. They made it. They screwed it up. So, not much they can do now except just kind of sit and hope to God that they can ride it out.
Yeah.
Stock market's just been falling like mad, which is another thing I find funny, because the stock market's the one those are the people that have been trying to push him to do this. And now that they did it, now they're still pissed. It's like, well, you can't do everything, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of equal to blame here, but of course nobody's going to ever admit it.
Oh, of course not. Politicians will never take the rap for it. They'll blame everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll blame the black president.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an easy one. Come on, they don't even need to try for that.
No, they don't. And they're just doing so, yeah. Well, and, you know, they put all that fuss and all that hubbub into it, you know. Oh, we gotta do this, gotta do, you know, da-da-da-da. And I was talking with quite a few Canadian friends, and their parliament was pretty much of the opinion of, why are you threatening old people and retirees and vets and whatnot? Why are you threatening their pay? No. You don't do that. So we've, again, lost some good press. Again, no surprise, it's America. So, you know, we're just taking a lot of crap for it. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. I mean, and I've been watching the stock market all morning. And, well, now in the afternoon. And it's just free-falling, basically. And as I put up as a post to a bunch of people who said I was being paranoid and there was, you know, systems of checks and balances to prevent another depression, I kind of want them to apologize to me.
Don't hold your breath.
Oh, I won't. I won't hold my breath. I would actually be amazed if anyone did apologize to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting too long on that, because they'll just find some excuse as to why it happened. It's like, oh, no. See, it did this way because of this, and then off we go, and... You're round and around. That's just what we need.
Yeah. Oh, wait, around and around is how we got where we are. Oh, no one needs to hear about the Katrina news nonsense.
About what?
Oh, five cops were... At least three of them have been given life sentences, actually multiple life sentences, for killing two people and severely injuring four others, several days after Katrina, you know, sunk New Orleans. And, they've been charged and they're going to face multiple life sentences for being pricks, basically, because there's no justifiable way, you know, that they could have. They forged evidence. They falsified witnesses. Literally, they created false witnesses, testimony, the whole nine yards, saying that what they did was justified, and they were defending themselves. When it all came up in court, it was all smoke and mirrors and BS, and they shot and killed people for no reason. One of the guys that they actually killed was a 40-year-old man who had a slight mental retardation. They don't go into what his mental problems were, but he was fleeing from the scene because they were shooting at him, and all he was trying to do was get across the bridge with his brother, and he was shot and killed. And the other person that was killed was a 17-year-old kid. So, you know, it's nice to see that justice being served years after the fact.
Yeah, many years after the fact.
You know, it just shows that that was a really bad time for that part of the country. And we'll probably see more instances like that crop up here soon, especially if another natural disaster hits anytime soon. And I'm not talking, you know, economic disaster. I'm talking natural. What someone attests to was acts of God.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get a couple of economic disasters before then.
Oh, we're in one. What are you talking about? So there is that. You know, the news is just not pretty. It's day three of riots in London, so that's not pretty. You know, and for our English listeners, you know, Godspeed and all that fun stuff. But seriously, tone it down. Tone it down.
You're talking to a country who normally takes the entire country goes on break for tea. I don't think they can really tone it down too much more. If they tone it down much more, they're going to be in a coma.
Well, okay, yeah. Pretty much. But the world's going insane, and I can't, and I kind of have to step back and go, you're surprised why? I mean, that's just me. I'm kind of watching the world burn. Because what can I really do, you know? I can't stop a riot. I can't, you know, help with the economic woes. But that's life. That's how it's going.
Yeah.
Oh, for nerd news. There's been a few things in nerd news here and there. I gotta find my right set of notes. I keep my notations for all the shows, and well, I keep getting confused again. I keep mislabeling my files. I'm a bad monkey.
Oh, we knew that.
Oh yeah. But I gotta talk about this because if I don't mention it, somebody will rag on me a little bit. This week being made available is the Lord of Nightmares, not that one from Slayers. Freddy Krueger has download content for Mortal Kombat. And actually, I got the.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the fight videos for him?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I know I posted one on the Finite Exposure Facebook page to check out. He's actually a very melee heavy fighter. Interesting how they've woven him into the story is a little hinky. No surprise, but you know, because Shao Kahn breaks into hell and is trying to steal souls from there. And Freddy Krueger says, screw you. That's the whole basis, in a nutshell. Because Freddy Krueger wants those souls for himself. I've seen flimsier things get made into movies, so, you know, hey.
Yeah, it's at least something that could be possible, which is good.
Yeah. Because, I mean, one of his, how he's introduced is he emerges from a portal of hell, and one of his fatalities is dragging somebody straight into hell. So, I think one of my issues with that is it's the new Freddy Krueger, it's not the Robert Englund Freddy Krueger.
Hmm.
Yeah. He just looks weird.
Yeah.
Looks too mannequin, not, horribly scarred. That's life. Here's something here's one of those notation things. And we've talked about The Walking Dead on the show before. Did you ever get around to watching The Walking Dead?
Not yet. That might be on. I was waiting on Netflix to get that, but I'm on Instant now. So if it's on Instant Queue now, I can watch it. I'm not sure if it is or not.
No, it's not. Not yet. Mad Men is, which is actually part of this whole thing. Blasted stupid mic. Frank Darabont, who was the big name behind The Walking Dead on AMC, has he stepped down as a showrunner after his great appearance at Comic-Con talking about this next season. Just going absolutely rabid. Just Walking Dead. All about it, and it was came as a shock as him randomly quitting and stepping down. But some more information's kind of leaked from AMC about why he has done so, and the why is actually interesting. Is increase the pay is basically a pay raise to Mad Men. Some of the news has actually come out of the LA Times that AMC has pushed to make cuts on both Walking Dead and Breaking Bad. That came as a surprise to creative forces behind those popular series, with budget cuts coming months after Mad Men creator and executive producer Matt Weiner received a huge new contract to continue the show about the swinging 1960s Mad Men for at least two more seasons at the price tag of close to $10 million a season. Has those who work on rival shows grumbling at their being asked to foot the bill for Draper's Martinis. And, you know, I've watched Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad's actually a pretty good show. It's not really my general fare. I'm frothing at the mouth and saying about, you know, Walking Dead, as we've gone over this on the show. I'm kind of embarrassed. It's again, you know, one of those network things that's, you know, oh, they're take budget from not as great shows to fund, you know, their long time shows. But they're cutting 250,000 per episode from The Walking Dead alone, $250,000 per episode for the second season. And that's a huge cut. I mean, that's a huge cut. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, but that doesn't put a lot of faith and good sense for me, and it may taint my impression of Mad Men a bit. I mean, it's never been really a show for me, but I did enjoy it. I know a lot of people are crazy about Mad Men for Christina Hendricks alone. But, you know, it's one of those things that makes me kind of twitchy. Because the visuals of The Walking Dead and Breaking Bad are, you know, pretty simplistic, but they're very, very detailed, very, you know, very theirs, and you can appreciate the realism and the aesthetic appeal. And with these kind of cuts, that can hurt the realism, that can hurt the, you know, the stunning visuals greatly. AMC's president, Charlie Collier, has actually strongly denied the speculations, going on record as saying, we're investing more than we ever have before. The fact that future seasons of Mad Men were going to be expensive is not a surprise to us. He was also quick to defend the network against complaints about recent dealings with producers, and said, we've taken some of the most expensive, riskiest shows around and nurtured them and managed to grow our network. Finally went on to say the viewer will see we're making shows that look like a movie every week, without going into specifics. I won't say that it's probable that is what happened with Mad Men and Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead and Darabont quitting. But it does, it seems plausible. What would you say to it?
Well, I'm very surprised that they were spending that much on a TV show, because even as good as it turned out to be, it's a TV show, and I think there's a little bit of trying to think of the word I'm looking for, stigma, where you can make a good TV show, but comparison here, it was like adult movies before Pirates got made. Who would have thought before Pirates got made that an adult movie would have a $30-35 million budget? And a good two-thirds of that would be special effects. You just wouldn't think it. And I think a lot of people are still in the same way about TV. You can go so far in TV, but when you get to movie level, you can do it maybe once or twice, but then people, I think, start getting a little nervous. It's like, okay, now, you know, even though this is doing good, we may be spending too much. It's like they can't accept that something that they don't think should be doing good is succeeding. I almost think they went into that on the first one just thinking, okay, it'll do good, that'll be done, we won't have to worry about it, and that's not what happened. I just hope that they don't cut the story.
Yeah.
Because a good horror movie can be fine with crap for makeup, as long as the story's good. And the story was good on that, too, so I'm just hoping that they watch what they mess with. That's my big fear on it. I don't want them to mess with too much.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we got to go to break real quick.
Yes, we do.
We really got to go to break, and then we'll pick up the show, and we'll try to run with it more. And I'll try to fix my damn headset.
Please. That'd be nice.
Thank you.